The Mortgage Calculator, your favorite non-QM lender with over 5,000 unique loan products.
So welcome, everyone. My name is Kyle Hershey. I'm the COO of The Mortgage Calculator, joined here by our president, Nick Hershey. We are a correspondent lender that specializes in non-QM loans. And what we do every morning at 11 a.m. Eastern on this show is go through our live mortgage rates, and then we do a deep dive into a different loan topic. Today's topic is something very popular that everybody wants more info about, right? Which is low down payment loans. Everybody wants a low down payment option, and we'll go over a couple of those here today. But before we do that, we will check out the live rate. So Nick, if you're ready, let's go ahead and pull up our pricing tool and we can see what the rates are looking like this morning.
All right, let me switch my screens and we will check it out. So as Kyle mentioned, this is our pricing tool. This will show us the general rates for today. It is March 14th, just after 11 a.m. Eastern. So all of our general programs are live here. If you'd like a full breakdown of all of the itemized fees that go into the APR, we can get you a full loan estimate. Please get with one of our team members. We have over 300 licensed loan officers. For the demos today, as we do every day, we'll set up a basic scenario, $400,000 loan amount. We'll set the LTV to 80% loan, 20% down payment. And we'll ask the computer to find the lowest rates we can offer for conforming conventional. We'll compare that with FHA. And then we'll check out our expanded guidelines, also known as non-QM, where we have over 5,000 other options here. We also have VA and USDA. I'll actually be talking about these a little today, but we don't do it in the live pricer. VA is only for eligible vets and active service members. If you are, let us know. And USDA is only for eligible properties. If you do happen to be looking, let us know. And I'm going to do a couple examples later today here on those. We'll start here with conforming conventional. We'll do a purchase, 30-year fixed standard loan, primary occupancy, single family home, one unit, state of Florida, county of Miami-Dade. And for all the demos, we use an estimated credit score here of 760 and an estimated debt to income ratio here of 40. So with these settings, let's check out the rates today. A touch higher than it was yesterday. So 6.375 for 2.5 discount points and costs, but the APR at 6.672. So just a hair, I think, higher than it was yesterday. But some good options here for our borrowers looking at conventional. Now, if for any reason our borrowers don't qualify for conventional, typically the next option that we want to look at is an FHA option. So we'll set up the same exact scenario. And this time we'll change it to FHA. So everything will stay exactly the same, even though FHA does allow more leniency on credit issues, as well as a higher debt to income ratio. We're going to keep everything identical so we can compare across the programs here. And I believe this is just a touch higher than it was yesterday as well. 5.625 rate for 2.125 discount points and costs. That's the final APR at 6.533. So it's a touch lower than conventional as usual. So good option for our customers that qualify for both. Definitely don't overlook both the options. And our customers that must use FHA because they don't qualify conventional. This is pretty awesome. The APR here does include the upfront and yearly mortgage insurance. And it actually is a touch cheaper than conventional in this case. So definitely a good option for our borrowers that need to use it. Now, where we love to specialize here is if our customer unfortunately doesn't qualify using these standard programs. Many other banks or lenders will have to deny that customer, but that's where we love to explore our 5,000 additional options here under expanded guidelines, also known as non-QM. So everything will stay identical, but now we get a new option that pops up where we can change the income type. So if our customer doesn't qualify with full documentation, which is 2 years of tax returns, we'll typically need to use an alternative here. We have asset related, business bank statement. The investor programs are just for investments. We'll show those later. Personal bank statement, 12 month is what we always select for the demo. We have RSU, stated income, VOE, 1099, P&L, low income CDFI, all kinds of different options here. But the most popular is the 12 month personal bank statement. And that's for our self-employed borrowers. Many times our self-employed borrowers, when they submit their tax returns, may have various write-offs and may not qualify at all, or just may need a little more income. Either way, we can help them out. No tax returns at all, just the last 12 bank statements to determine a debt to income ratio of 40% in our example here, using just the cash in the bank. So many of our self-employed borrowers qualify for much more income using this method and can therefore qualify for these programs when they would otherwise not. So our best bank statement option here at the top, 6.875 rate, 2.425 discount points and costs, puts the final APR at 7.282. So pretty amazing there. It's within a half a point of conventional there to use bank statements. So all our customers that need some help, we have these options and they're almost identical, just a little bit more to qualify where you would otherwise not qualify. So amazing options here. If we scroll down, some of these other options at a little bit higher rates and costs may allow bankruptcies, foreclosures, and other credit events, and may allow us to use different ways to calculate the income. So hundreds of variations. Please get with our team members so they can find the one that fits you best. And for our final live demos, we always want to do some live pricing for investments. So we'll set up the scenario here. Same as before, $400,000 loan amount, 80% loan to value, 20% down payment. And we'll have the computer compare the lowest rates we can offer for conforming conventional. And we'll compare that to expanded guidelines, also known as non-QM. The government programs, FHA, VA, USDA, do not work for investments. So we'll stick with these top two here so we can get some valid results. First option, conventional. We will keep everything identical. The only thing we've edited here is the occupancy to investment. So let's see what it looks like today. And as has been the case recently, this portfolio option keeps popping up. 6.875 rate, 3.5 discount points and cost, put the final APR at 7.290. This portfolio option is not a true conventional. It does follow all the same guides, but does not require the loan level price adjustments that the Fannie and Freddie programs do. This one does, the first true conventional one, 7% rate, 3.25 discount points, puts the APR at 7.393. So almost identical here. The gap is closing a little bit, but in this case, the portfolio option is a little cheaper. So definitely recommend our investors out there check that out. But our non-QM options are typically even better. So definitely don't overlook this and don't overlook our final demo here, where we will do investment property and then we will select non-QM, also known as expanded guidelines here. So everything will stay the same, but now we have our new options pop up where we have to change the income type. The most popular income type for an investment is going to be our DSCR option because it doesn't require any income or employment from our borrowers. Simply use the estimated rental income from the appraisal to determine a DSCR value. That stands for debt service coverage ratio. If the estimated rents can cover the expenses, aka the property cash flows, that's a ratio of one or higher. We even have options for ratios under one, but for the demo, we'll always put 1.5 so we can see all the programs pop up. And finally, prepayment penalty is standard on these non-QM investments. 3 years is standard. That's what we'll use. We can select zero. That will limit the programs and cost more. We can also select five. That will again limit the programs, but does save some money for customers looking for that extra edge. 3 years is the most common, so we use this for the demo so we can see the most common options. All right. Our DSCR rates at the top, beating conventional, but actually that portfolio option might be a touch cheaper today. 6.875 rate, 3.4 discount points and costs, put the final APR at 7.386 here for our best DSCR option. We were beating the conventional and portfolio options for a bit there. It looks like we're right in between them at the moment. I would still estimate 100% of investors that look at this program would select this option. So definitely recommend all of our loan officers out there quote the DSCR option so they can compare. And all of our investors, I would definitely consider this. Typically, even if it's more expensive, investors choose this for the flexibility and ease. And if we scroll down here, a ton of different options. Some of these at higher rates and costs may allow bankruptcies, foreclosures, may allow short-term rental income, may allow us to use different property types, all kinds of different options. And now let me switch modes here, and I'm going to get into our example for today. So today's topic, I wish I could pull up, I don't think I can pull up the graphic while we do it here. But today's topic is going to be on low down payment options. So when we do the live pricer, we can't always do the specialty options. Those are tricky. They require mortgage insurance and some other settings and are obviously a case-by-case basis. Some programs may require certain types of borrowers, et cetera. So we keep the live examples always general to general programs. But now we're going to talk about some specific options for low down payments. So I'm covering for Jose today So I only have four options. I'm sure Jose had some other plans, but let me share my four options here that dig into a little bit more of what we can offer for low down payment. So let me share my screen here with the quotes set up. So first up, conventional, obviously all these options too are going to be for everybody. I didn't go into the specialty options that require certain income restrictions or anything like that, right? Or first time buyer. So our lowest conventional option is going to be our 95% LTV option. And that's going to be for any borrower, right? Doesn't have to be a first time home buyer, which is where we can go up to a 97% LTV and go into some of the other specialty programs, which Jose was probably going to talk about. In general, this is the lowest down payment option that anybody can qualify for conventional. And we still have some amazing options here. So for this program, the lowest rate that we can offer right now for the full 95% LTV is 6.5 rate for 2.125 discount points. And the lowest cost here, 7.125 rate for 0.625 discount points and cost. So great option for low down payment, which is our typical request for a primary home, which is our example here. And we're using our same scenario as we do for all of our live demos here, 500,000 purchase price and 5% down payment here. And we're using a 760 estimated credit score. And if you notice, the mortgage insurance with that estimated 760 credit score is about $122 and change. So it rounds up to $123. So that is included here in the payment portion. So that's our lowest down payment option for conventional programs that we don't always get to quote live because we have to add PMI and some other caveats there that we have to do when we pull up this live example. So that is a great example for conventional that anybody can qualify for, no median income restrictions, no first-time home buyer restrictions, anything like that. Now let's get into the lowest down payment option for FHA. So we have our FHA DPA example, which is going to combine our 96.5 max FHA, typical FHA, with our down payment assistance program. So this one here, sorry, I had some weird comments in there. I copied from something else. The first mortgage, obviously this is the main mortgage, right, is going to have some amazing rates here. And this is going to be a repayable payment assistant program here. So you don't have to make payments on it, but you do have to pay it back, right? So this is the best option that I would typically recommend. Obviously, we have other options, non-repayable, that are more specific. There are a lot of options that are local based where you don't have to repay it. This is a national option. This works in all 50 states. This works for all FHA programs. And most importantly, this works for all borrowers. No income restrictions of any kind. This program will work for anybody that wants to use FHA and wants to use a repayable DPA. So lowest rate option, 6.75 rate for 2.25 discount points in cost. And we even have an option here with a lender credit, 7.75 rate. Actually gets us a lender credit of 0.125, which is about $500 in our example here. So in this case, our purchase price, I don't know why I had that as an example, but the down payment is just the 3.5%. But then this is our grant amount as well, or our down payment, which will be needed to be paid back when we do refinance or sell the house or what may have you. And remember, this does include the payment does include the FHA fees and the FHA upfront mortgage insurance. So that's all based on the 760 credit score and the mortgage insurance here on the standard 96.5 with this credit score, et cetera, the example 177 here. So you see the FHA mortgage insurance a little bit higher, but a great option because this actually does not have a down payment because we get the down payment assistance. And now for our USDA example. So again, on the live show, we don't always get to pull up USDA. It's only for eligible properties. So first off, you got to make sure the property is in an eligible area. And if it is, and our borrower qualifies for the program, right? There's no income restrictions or anything like that. Obviously, you have to make enough income, but it's not required that you make under a certain amount, which is where we get concerned with some of these specialty programs. This is the standard USDA. As long as you qualify for USDA, you can do a 100% purchase. So the property's in a USDA area. We have this option here, 5.875 rate, lowest cost for 2.375 discount points and costs. And we even have an option with a lender credit here, 6.625 rate for a 0.5 lender credit. It's about $2,500 in our example here. This is 100% no down payment required, 100% LTV. And remember, this is based on, there is a funding fee, USDA funding fee, and this is based on the 760 credit. And finally, our VA example. Everybody knows VA also offers 100%. Of course, this is only for our eligible veterans and active service members that have their certificate of eligibility. So we don't do that live on the program, but this is a great option for our borrowers that do. This is our 100% purchase LTV. And some absolutely amazing options here for our veterans. 5.875 rate, costing 2.574. And we even have an option with a lender credit here, 7.125 for a 0.1 lender credit or $500 in our example here. No down payment required. Remember, this is only for eligible vets and active service members here. And there is a funding fee required, VA funding fee there that is financed into the loan. But that's all worked into the deal here. So great options for our eligible veterans. Let me go ahead and switch my screen again. And we'll see if we have any questions for today.
Well, I don't see any questions. I think it's important to remember that besides the VA option, these were all options that anyone can do, right? Like Nick said, we didn't get into the weeds on programs where, you know, they could qualify if this and if that. There's a whole lot of that going on with low down payment programs, right? But besides VA, obviously, needing to be a veteran or active service member, all of these programs you can do no matter who you are, right, Nick?
Correct, yeah. So these are, USDA obviously has to be in a USDA area. VA has to be an eligible veteran or active service member. But other than that, we wanted to keep it general and not have restrictions, right? We did have one question on Instagram here from Mikey, looks like asking for 5 and 7 year ARMs. We're not doing ARMs today. ARMs are not very viable right now, even though, you know, typically when the rates go higher, ARMs are sometimes more favorable. But at this point in time, ARMs are typically not favorable. So we haven't really focused on that as a topic. But once they do become favorable, then we would definitely focus on that as they will probably become our most requested product if the yield curves are not inverted and some of the other things that are going on in the markets stabilize a little bit. So you're definitely right that sometimes they're great options, but right now the ARMs are not very viable. There are some cases, maybe a jumbo ARM might be a niche product, but not really something to talk about in general. But I appreciate that. We will bring it back, I promise, when those are great options for us.
All right, cool. Well, thank you everybody for tuning in. Remember, we do this 11 a.m. Eastern every weekday where we go through the live rates and then do a deep dive into a different loan topic. So we'll have a new topic for you tomorrow. Appreciate everybody tuning in. And we will see you tomorrow, 11 a.m. Eastern, for the next episode of Daily Rates Live with the Mortgage Calculator. Have a great day, everyone.
Thanks, everybody.
Apply now at themortgagecalculator.com for instant mortgage rate quotes for over 5,000 loan products.